Like bubbles in a bucket, and these are the days of our lives. For a sweet moment, the greater assortment of whispers stop, melting away. The voices have been constantly telling you to do innovative, obvious, or silly things. Silence which feels like it had been a day or two before, they all start coming back. During that time, you behold the temple of wrong you have found. They are rarely ever seen by people not of their religion, and are few and scattered all over the world, hidden inside volcanoes and deep underground. Wrong's beast was the dragon, an aggressive beast of flame, just like he himself was. Your mind abruptly derails from the temple in front of you when you hear an overly cheery, masculine voice. He has a very soft-spoken and whimsical voice with an underlying sprinkle of what could either be irritation or amusement.
It's nice of you come here, Sally. Finally, a place you're at risk of death for a short while. Hurry on to the temple. Many needs to be done before I can help you.
He says, and giving a short, soft chuckle, soft chortle after speaking. You recognize the voice, but you don't know who it is. Naturally, you gaze around, trying to pinpoint where the voice's origin happened to be, where there is nobody around. The voice could be in your head as well. Isn't that what you need? More voices? The voice no longer spoke, but you could almost feel an unrelenting grin upon you.
Let's inspect the area first. Who was all the breath of the wall?
You decide to wait on listening to the voice and kick some mulch spread around the ground. You find an arrow. Exits on mine, temple, and right.
Into temple.
Go into the temple.
If the arrow leads nowhere, go right.
Into ominous temple.
Right, into the temple. That's what you meant, yes? I thought so.
You dismiss the arrow and go up the stairs and enter the temple. There's a giant statue of Rung chained along the fountain, which is no longer running.
Wave hello to the catgirl thing.
Say hello to the new person.
Investigate severed head and hands, or small frightened creature.
I hope she doesn't notice the gaping hole in your chest where your heart used to be.
With your normal arm!
What other person? What hole in your chest? Neither of those things are present.
Well, let's see what's in the box in the back left. Watch out, though.
What? What? But, oh, just check out the chest with the red cross on it.
Check the box on the left. Also look into the fountain to see if there's something under the water. Also admire the statue.
You don't find Rung very admirable in either beliefs or appearance, and the water is empty to the best of your senses. You start towards that first aid kit. You are stopped by being pegged with a rock. You don't really feel that hurt and you don't bleed, but you do know you were just hit with a thrown object.
Teleport next to the box. I still appear behind whoever threw that. Demand to know what's up.
Say hello. Insist that you mean no harm.
You could have seen that coming and ducked me's precognition. Commit seppuku for your massive failure.
Sounds good. It'll recharge soon enough. Speak very nonchalantly to whoever that is.
Go there and demand the person who threw you the spherical object some manners.
Although pretty irritated at the rock thing, you hold your arms out in a non-threatening manner. Come on, I'm not in here to hurt you. You're the first normal-seeming person I've seen in a while. He is curled up in the corner, hiding against the side of the fountain. He opens his mouth, no sound comes out. He slowly rises up to his digitigrade feet and hides his face with his hands.
Oh, it's an adorable little sailor. Give him hugs.
Hug times.
Hug interrupted by leapfrog. The new creature goes to the sand, which is out of place. possibly specifically for him to play in. He writes a word in the sand and looks back to you excited.
Aiden, maybe that's his name. Introduce yourself.
Read the word in the sand.
Smile at the creature and write your own name on the sand while pointing yourself and pronouncing it.
You draw your name in the sand and point to yourself, gesturing to the name. Asali, you enunciate for Aiden. Ellipses, Aiden replies.
He can read and write, he's not stupid.
Blush, I apologize awkwardly. I'm a bit cute about it, and this is important.
You found Satan here? Damn.
Say, well, you don't have to be a dick about it.
Smack on forehead. Apologize profusely.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. You say in a sheepish manner, putting one hand to your face. Aiden draws in the sand and sniffs the air, seeming curious.
Bucket stick? Procure those items for him.
Definitely bucket. Probably stick. Offer.
You give him the bucket and stick with no hesitation. Aiden takes the stick and begins to clean it up with a lot of effort. He then takes it in his mouth and blows a cloud out. He shakes it and gives a single toot of his instrument. Soft and low-pitched, he seems extremely ecstatic and smuggles the bucket. Eyes sliding out from the flute to the bucket. His cheeks even flush, just watching the bucket with adoration. You're welcome,
you state, not entirely expecting either of those reactions. At least you improved his mood.
Well, isn't that adorable? Colin D. Okay, I politely interrupt him and ask him if he knows his way around the temple. I also ask if his first aid kit is his.
Aiden gives you a strange metallic blue piece as well as a black mushroom. They seem to be his exchange for what he wanted. He writes a message in the sand and goes to play music on the fountain. Is that first aid kit yours? You ask, curious. He shrugs and wiggles against his bucket, continuing to play. He doesn't care at the very least.
10 points, stronger power. I suppose it's worth a try? Offer in 10 points.
Well, good, I guess. Open the first aid kit and see what can be done.
10 points in the fountain? Would be nice if it works.
Upgrade, huh? Buy a precognition upgrade. It'll be a lot more helpful if more context was shown, or if it recharged faster. Warp seems pretty functional already, despite those damned equals W equals faces.
You give Aiden 10 points, and begins to play a very uplifting song. His eyes glow as he plays the music, drawing Asali up into the air as her hold over her warping moves to the next level.
Warp level 2. 1 out of 6 chance recovers, now 1 out of 3. Range is extended some.
Once the song ends, Sally slowly floats down to her feet, and the orange aura fades away. Oh, wow. Thank you, Aiden. Aiden steps over and draws something in the sand.
Immediately waste your newly increased powers by warping to the first aid kit, Colin V. Or just walk there, but that's hardly any fun.
Yeah, just walk there.
Warp!
Walk. Let's not waste it.
You warp over there and pick up the first aid kit / chest. You consider how wasteful that may have been, but you already did it, so nuts to that. Where'd Aiden go?
Could you take a closer look at the drawing you made in the sand? What's it look like?
Unless there's something else here, let's go outside and follow that arrow. Look up to make sure there's nothing atop the statue.
Looks like a bottle, a potion, something coming out of the top. Maybe it's a straight-on view of a drill or something attached to it. That seems silly, though.
Nothing we've got, though. Take a look at the top of the room before you leave. Or just tell us if there's nothing interesting there.
Nope, nothing in...
Nope, nothing interesting up there. You head out of the temple. Do you go to the right or the left side upon going outside?
What was? Nothing, never mind. To the right when facing the temple.
Yes, this.
The only thing you notice straight off upon entering the side of the temple stairway is a very pleasant smell further to stage right.
Gotta get closer.
I wonder if this is where the flower rave party is? Let's go check out the smell. Try not to stare at the dragon statue ass while we're at it.
You follow the alluring smell up to the side of the wall. When your touch causes an ethereal black tablet to appear in front of you, the white touch glows brightly. It goes away when you aren't touching it and you can't move it.
Once you are sealed in a spear, you can overlook all you fear. All it costs is your humanity, as well as most of your sanity. Lay down number 3. Oh yeah, girl.
Nope, nothing over here.
Well, the other dragon was facing the other way. Try the other side of that wall.
See where that arrow is pointing.
Knocking on the wall. Is it any different where the arrow points?
You're checking around the walls, despite the fact the alluring smell is not present anywhere else, and find nothing. In frustration, you kick the wall where the arrow is pointing. Point get.
Oh, well, I guess it's back to the mines now.
There's nothing more to the right. Just because all we noticed was a smell doesn't mean there's nothing else there.
You step back into the mines. Ellipses, ellipses, awaken.
Oh shit, Baron von Blubber!
Well, it's time to put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Fucking run.
Please, 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 make your gifs loop.
Why? Above a 5 or an expand slash re-expand, I very much like this one not looping.
Don't know if it's a Firefox thing, but if I don't re-loop it, I'd blah 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 blah.
Mines don't seem much different than they did before, but nevertheless, the moment you walk out of the temple, your heart sinks. The same darkness, the same stagnant air, the same blue aura awaiting you. It's about time you got out of this dumpy mountain. Now what's your game plan?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we haven't opened yet the first aid kit. Open it to see what's inside.
A trap door time, yeah. Or was it locked?
You gotta open your first aid kit, but it has a lock. A 6-part color combination. Purple, blue, yellow,
red,
green, orange are your choices. Things just sound easy.
Royal rainbow! Paper blue, orange, yellow, orange, red!
Use precog on it.
Okay,
try red, purple, green, orange, blue, yellow.
You know, make a random guess. What an incredible lock. You open the first aid kit in a single try. You feel really great about it for 2 seconds. Inside is a note and a roll of high-quality bandages.
I owe you medical supplies, Cheerheart.
Says cabinet status of arm slash chest.
Do I need to change the bandage on her arm?
The arm still feels really odd. Now and almost as if it wasn't present. But at the same time, there's an extra sensory placing what once was. It doesn't seem to be recovering at all. The bandages would probably look a whole lot better and wrap around and protect your arm in a more proper manner, since currently you are covered in stripped miner's jumpsuit.
Well, might as well change to the new bandages if it works better. Keep the old ones in the pocket.
Wrap your arms in bandages like a mummy.
Ah, red thing.
What's that red thing down there? It's like the symbol eaten through in the sand.
Now, it looks more like what just woke up.
Shine your flashlight on the creepy red eye.
You replace your bandages with your high-quality bandages, and your arm looks much better and feels better. You see something out of the corner of your eye and turn your flashlight. The light is absorbed into the creature resembling the greatest spirit, death itself. You freeze up in complete terror.
Run to the side passage. It's slower than you.
Run. What is it doing? You let us go away and turn in a panic. You attempt to run but stumble on the tracks near your feet, set for the mine guards. You skid against the ground and grab your flashlight to ensure you don't lose your only sense of sight. You turn over quickly onto your back, reaching out to use your left hand to start pushing yourself up to your feet.
Oh shit, Warp, get out of there.
Try to crawl back and hit it with a hammer.
Oh, God, Jesus, fuck.
Max range Warp outside.
No, wait, I'm retarded and I forget we can warp. Warp the fuck out of there.
As the other
side of the bridge in range? A night trapped in the blue ore area would be good.
You appear a ways away from where you were. Fuck, oh god, why? You shiver. It was so close to you. Stumbling at the most inopportune time almost cost you your life.
Go to the bridge area. Let's hope the warper charges before that thing comes back.
Time to get out of here. Maybe a bit of bandage will work as a belt on the bridge power system.
The bandages are too weak to handle the bridge's engine, either very long or at all. That's a pretty big risk to take.
Sunshine and flowers and booze and not getting killed.
We'll figure something by the time you're there. Leave the gap.
See if the chasm is still inhabited. Using precog if you have to. Maybe you can reach the red box now.
You make it to the bridge. You seem to have an overwhelming desire to warp across it. But you're still a little tired. You hope that warping two areas away gives you enough time.
Any way to make the chain fit? The rub isn't exactly in a happy place.
Can't assure what items we have in the black hole in the fabric of reality inventory? Maybe there's something we can do with the bridge.
Red box?
Train installed.
300 volts, 75 amps. That's a lot of power. But it is a bridge. Yeah, screw it. Let's just keep our face away from anything that might explode.
Does the blue piece fit in the generator? Maybe it's worth missing.
Well, that's as good as it gets, I suppose. Push button, receive bridge. Yeah, put in the specs into the machine. A strange glowing appears in the base of the machine, explaining to the other side it lives a low hum. There's a lot of shuffling around deep in the chasm.
You better move your ass and cross that bridge, lady.
Quickly run across the bridge before the pit monster is ready to attack.
You race across the bridge, hearing the beast below. As you race across, the beast strikes at your body, but it misses. You hear and feel the rush of wind air it created, and you continue to race out of the mountain.
Now available areas. Forest, shop, gardens, town, graveyard, marina.